So he says, "What are you, my girlfriend?" No, that's not it at all.
Do your bit, man.
What bit?
The one.
The one?
Yeah, do the bit.
That bit.
I mean, I got a list of bits.
Okay. What's okay. that like?
Okay, basically, I have a list of bits. And I mean, we could just go through these different bits.
Right.
And just, you know, see which ones work.
Okay. What's the first idea? What do you got?
I mean, the first bit I have is actually the list of bits.
Okay.
So basically, I have this list of bits. And we can just go, you know, down one by one and, you know, see which one works.
Okay.
Wait, are you doing the bit right now?
No, I'm not doing the bit. No, this isn't the bit. This is me explaining the bit.
Then what's the first idea for the bit? What's the first bit?
Well, the first idea of the bit would be the list of bits.
This isn't the bit.
This isn't the bit, though.
So hold on.
This isn't the bit. This is me explaining what the bit would be, though.
Gotcha.
Right. But what would the actual, what's the actual bit?
The actual bit would be me having a list of bits.
Right.
And on this list of bits, we would just go down, you know, by each
one. And it's all different bits?
All different bits. Yeah.
What's the first bit?
What's the first bit on the list, though?
Well, the first bit
on the actual list.
On the actual list.
Yeah.
Is actually going to be list of bits.
And what's that?
Well, the bit is I have a list of various bits.
This isn't the bit, though?
This is you doing the bit.
This
right
is not
now.
The bit, though. This is me explaining what the bit would be. This isn't the actual bit. This is just me explaining what the bit would become, you know?
Okay.
So what's the bit, though?
So how? Okay.
The actual bit is me having a list. And on this, a list of different bits.
Yeah.
And we would go down the list.
One by one.
One by one. Yeah. And just see which ones work out, you know?
Okay.
What's the
first thing you would say on the list is that you have a list of bits.
Exactly, yeah. The first thing on the bit is the list of bits.
And then what's on that list?
On the actual list of bits.
Yeah.
The first bit would actually be the list of bits.
Hold on.
This isn't the bit.
This is
me explaining the bit.
Yeah,
right.
This isn't the bit, though.
What is the bit?
The actual bit is. Yeah. I come out.
You come. Yeah. We're sitting here. We're talking about a live comedy stage.
Yeah, this is gonna be live. Yeah.
Okay.
This is my idea.
People will see this.
Ladies and gentlemen, next on stage,
dude,
John Vasquez, you come out on stage.
What I'm saying is, when we do the podcast live.
Okay.
This is gonna be the bit.
I got you.
I think this will work live.
Live podcast.
This is for the live podcast.
Right.
Got you.
So you're
gonna introduce your list of bits.
Yeah. I'm gonna say, here, I have this list of bits.
Yeah, the list
of bits.
This is what we're doing tonight. Tonight.
List of bits.
You've heard about. You've heard us talk about the list of bits. Tonight, we are doing the list of bits.
Yeah. So crowd goes nuts.
Yeah, the crowd goes nuts. I pull out the list of bits.
Yeah. There it is. We're going to get there. There's actually a list of bits.
The first bit I get to is going to be the list of bits.
How is this not the bit?
This isn't the bit, though. This is just me explaining the bit.
Okay.
What to expect
from
the bit. But this isn't the actual bit, though.
Okay.
What's second on the list?
I haven't got that far.
You're listening to Alt Hawk Radio. I'm Matt Smith.
I'm Boo Martin.
From the Masters of Mediocre podcast.
Ooh.
So when you're done listening to them, listen to us.
Us.
We'll kiss your babies. Appropriately.
Shake your hands like a politician.
Ooh.
I'll talk.
I was thinking I wanted to write like a book, like a real, like a novel. You know, like I have an idea for it on this shit, but I started thinking like I'm not good at writing.
Right.
Like, you ever just write and then be like, that's too many commas. Like, well, like I'm not good at writing. I don't know punctuation that well. I don't write that often. I guess this was more of a setup for a bad joke.
No. I get it, though. I'm not good with details or dialogue.
Right.
I like the concept of writing a book, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I got ideas for books.
But to sit down and start writing one.
Yeah.
All right. What's the outline?
Okay. It's about a comedian.
Okay.
Right? He used to be kind of successful for a short-lived period of time. Okay?
Okay.
Made a few bucks. That's gone by now, all right? He's kind of a shitty dude. But the thing is, like, he can sell shit. Like, he's loud. He's, you know, like, he's a showman.
Andrew Dice Clay?
Yeah, kind of. Ish. Yeah. But he can perform.
Right.
But he's hit a slump as far as writing's concerned. And he was never that good of a writer anyway. Right?
Right.
But he was always trying. He always really tried to do it. Never quite made it. So now he's just doing like open mics and shit by the club, by his house and shit. Like he's that far out of the game. Like he's just trying to still do it. Okay. Until one day, like he has this ritual where he goes out behind the club. He smokes a joint by the dumpster or whatever. And one day this fucking like a wormhole opens up, like a portal between dimensions, and it fucking envelops him or whatever. And he goes to the other dimension, and he doesn't really realize it at first because it's the same neighborhood, you know? And he walks back into the back door of the club. He goes through and he sees himself on stage, but it's that dimension, you know, that dimension's version of him.
Right.
And the guy's up there and the guy's real struggling through it, but he's got brilliant ideas and he's coming up with fucking good jokes.
Yeah.
But he's just not selling them and no one's into it and no one likes it. And that, and he's sitting in the back of the club watching himself do stand up that's brilliantly written, because these guys have lived different lives. Something changed, you know. Right. There's a reason that you know, that guy fucking worked on that. This guy is loud and center of attention guy. They're two totally different dudes.
Yeah, one guy has a sizzle, one guy has a steak.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But he hears shit that he really likes and he goes back to his dimension. And has to go on stage. Like, he was about to go on stage anyway. Oh, yeah. So he walks in the back door. They got, you know, hey, we're waiting on you. He goes up on stage and he starts doing the other dimension's jokes, but putting his sizzle on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And people love it. And so, like, he starts getting popular again because of it. And he's figured out how to go back and forth and shit. Until one day, the other dimensional guy figures it out too and sees him doing his jokes. And knows he fucking stole his jokes. And he wants to fucking kill him now. Because that was enough to make him snap. You know what I mean? Like
he's hitting rock bottom while the other guy...
Yeah. While the other guy's blowing up. Because this guy blew up, got big, wasted it. And is still trying to get, you know, just trying to be a part of it. The other guy has been working his ass off.
Right.
For that whole time. 20, 30 years. And has never made it. Even though he's got fucking brilliant jokes. And other motherfucking comedians have ripped him off. And done his material. And now his other dimensional self
right.
stole his jokes. And he knows he stole them. You know what I mean? Like he saw him at the club or whatever and followed him back through the portal. And then saw him do his fucking stand up on stage and said, you motherfucker, you're coming. You? So his plan is to kill the guy and just take over his life.
Okay.
And just fucking do it. And be a hack. And fuck it all. So yeah, that's what I got.
I want to stop this because I think this is a good idea that we shouldn't put on the podcast.
No, we should, dude. That's what makes a good podcast. You know what I mean?
This would be every bit. Like,
I have so much to add to this that I'm not comfortable saying.
No, we could still make it, though. I mean, because...
I really think people we could write this.
And people would be intrigued, though.
So, here's my idea. Let's name him. What do we know? Like Ray Jones or something for now.
Yeah, I think I had a name. Yeah.
So Ray Jones. So it starts off chapter one. Ray Jones is a washed up comedian in Brooklyn or blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And I had some side story. Yeah. His daughter comes time to
chapter two. Ray starts. Ray Jones is a washed up comedian and blah, 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 blah. Now it's talking about
the other guy.
And it alternates back and forth. So
the whole time
it alternates back and forth perspectives.
I like that.
Right.
From the guy getting successful to the guy failing and then wanting to kill the guy who's getting successful. Yeah. And then the guy having himself want to kill him.
Yeah.
Like it just keeps going back and forth.
I like that, dude.
Because they're both the main character.
So, like, last chapter, we bring it together?
Yeah.
It's all one narrative?
Well, yeah. I mean, he kills him, right?
Yeah. I mean...
Kills himself, basically. Because he'll die, too. He doesn't realize it, but he probably dies, too, right?
Or does he gain the power like the one with Jet Li?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, but yeah, I do see one of them killing the other one.
Yeah.
But Which one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the real good guy, and how do we want to end it?
Right.
I think a way to frame it, though, is like he could be vindictive. Like, hey, that guy's stealing my jokes. Like, that's how you see that he's doing it. But at the end, like, who the fuck is going to see themselves in another dimension and say, hey, myself is ripping me off. He was just doing it just to do it.
He figures out the thing. And maybe at first he's like, whoa, this is crazy. But then he's like, wait a minute. That me is super successful. I could totally kill him and just start being that guy.
Exactly. Yeah. He wasn't doing it to be vindictive.
Yeah. He was doing it to make his life better.
Yeah.
But he did snap.
But what I mean is you can frame it in a way that it looks like he's like calculating, like I figured it all out and that's why I'm doing it. When really he's just the guy just trying to fuck him.
He just wants to take over his life.
Yeah.
He doesn't care that he's stealing. He doesn't blame him
that he stole the jokes.
Yeah. He doesn't. Well, I'm saying he doesn't even know.
It's him.
He doesn't even have any of the evidence. Like, you frame it in a way that it looks like he's fucking smart. It looks like he's, you know, conniving. Calculating all this stuff. And maybe at the end, you find out those jokes weren't even his. He fucking stole them anyway.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
So here's the crux here is that we have to write brilliant stand-up jokes or steal them. Because no one's really going to get... It's not like we're doing them as stand-up. We're just putting them in a book.
But we don't have to. We can allude to the jokes a lot. And we can mention part of the jokes.
Yeah.
We don't have to tell the jokes.
Because I did have a dialogue where the MC comes up to the guy after his set and says, you know, yo, dude, where'd you come up with that joke about the little kid? You know, when he said, you know, hey, mama, roll me a joint. You know, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just mention those parts of the jokes.
Yeah. The punchlines and
stuff. And then he went into a 5-minute bit about, you know,
the last chapter of a bit of the book could just be a bit.
Yeah, it should be him on stage.
Him on stage.
Ranting. Like, the whole thing could just be him.
Just doing his show.
His bit, rant, just all in quotes, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Ranting.
Yeah.
And maybe
he thinks he's getting heckled and shit, part of it, but then he sees it's the other guy.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe one of them's dead already. Oh, it's the one who didn't die.
The last chapter is just the show.
Second to last
though.
Chapter is climax, and then last chapter is him doing his whole...
His bit.
Yeah.
His rant about whatever it is.
Yeah. And I like that.
All right.
I mean...
Maybe within that, he admits to killing himself, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, well, you don't think...
Yeah, I mean, because he could talk about that a lot. You know, like, I've almost killed myself like 5 times today.
It should be dark, man. He should be you want to talk about killing yourself? I fucking killed myself. Like, you should get really, intense at the end.
Yeah.
Like, it should be... we should write it in a way that we want people to buy the movie rights from us.
Dude, it can sound as a way, like, it sounds like... Like he's killing off like a bad part of himself.
Right.
Where he talks about the you know, the things he doesn't like about himself. It's I killed that off.
Yeah. I used to be fucking envious.
Yeah, yeah.
And fucking greedy and jealous. And,
yeah.
I was a thief.
But I killed myself.
I killed that. Yeah.
Yeah. I killed that version of me.
Yeah. I killed that version of
myself. I killed that version of me.
We just giving away this?
Fuck, dude. This is the podcast.
This is
ours, what the show's about, man.
I mean, dude. Okay, if someone does steal it, then all we got to do is say,
"Recorded."
Then we say, "You heard us say this word for word, bitch."
Yeah,
recorded.
But
copyright.
They don't have to steal it exactly. They can just steal it enough that we can't do our thing.
Then we kill that part of them.
We kill that version of themselves. You're not the one for me. I'm not the man you thought I could be. Oh girl, it's sad but it's true. I'm not the one for you, and you're not the one for me. Bitch.
But. Do you remember that comic book? Not comic book, the weekly comic strip called Mr. Robot?
No.
Yes.
It started off as...
Yes.
No.
It started off as Mr. Robot or something, or Robot Man, or I don't know.
Oh,
like that.
Robot Man!
Yeah, Robot Man.
There was one that I still think of to this day, where the phone's ringing. The guy walks in there, he answers the phone. The guy on the other end of the phone says, "Yes, is Robert there?"
Yeah,
and he's like, "No, there's not a Robert here." And they're like, "Are you sure?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure." And they're like, "Could you check?" And he, like, looks behind, and there's a guy hiding behind his chair. And he's like, are you Robert? He's like, who's asking? I was like, man, that's pretty funny. That's the only funny strip I ever read of that, though. Were there other funny ones? Or?
Yeah, I had a pretty lackluster. Had a good overarching story. Like, they introduced a character named Monty who was like a madman or something.
Okay.
And eventually he became a regular, and they got rid of the robot man, and the comic strip was renamed Monty.
Wow.
He just totally took over.
He took over the strip. But wow. I do remember when it was the robot was still around, they did a lot of like breaking the fourth wall, like him climbing out of the comic strip and climbing around and looking at ads and stuff. It was pretty weird.
Nice. That's pretty badass though.
Yeah.
But it was too much. People didn't like him. And the guy was like, I'm going to start rebranding.
I guess so. I guess he wanted to bring me in Monty. Yeah, he didn't want to write a comic strip about a robot anymore. So I guess he.
Maybe it wasn't popular. Maybe that was like a publisher's decision or I don't know. Somebody.
Are there
like,
any?
Listen to me, Mr. Robot. It's getting too crazy. He's looking at ads. He's walking around the paper. He's like, do something nice. Like my Uncle Monty used to say.
Right.
Yeah. You got me. And he's like, I'll do a Monty character. He rebranded. He still wasn't popular, so he killed himself. That's true. You can look that up.
And we wrote a book about it.
And it goes a little something like that.
And chapter one, Ray Jones was a comedian.
What are we talking about, though?
As far as Ray Jones, though, are we going to, is one of them going to be called Ray and one of them called like Ray or something?
Like Jay?
Ray?
Jay Rones?
I mean, just so you can tell the difference between the different dimensions.
I think it like what in the book we can do like crazy stylized things where like the text is a different color or something like that. Yep. And like we can do all kinds of
italicize.
Like whatever, yeah. Or the chapters.
How
like,
about
the top of each page is lined with a color.
Are you talking like Jesus and shit?
Yeah. You know, like Jesus and shit.
We'll do his like, words in red.
Like in all yeah.
What about spell Ray differently or something?
I don't know.
R-E-Y instead of yeah. R-A-Y and R-E-Y.
That might get confusing too though.
No, I don't think so. Also, his name doesn't have to be Ray Jones. It can be anything. It can be Zach, Zach, Zazk.
Yeah, something more distinguishable like that, yeah.
How is that more distinguishable than dude, Ray and
dude,
Ray?
Dude, the difference between an A and an E, just reading?
I guess you're right.
Yeah, just reading.
Just reading it?
What else are you doing to it?
As far as the audiobook, how's that going to work?
I don't know.
Ray.
Zach and Zach.
Ray. Ray.
It won't. I mean, you trust people to not be idiots and follow. You write it in a way that they can follow it and realize what's going on.
Call one of them Ray 2. All right?
Ray 2?
You want them to be a little confused and figure it out at first. Okay. Like, yeah. Oh, I see. The even number chapters are about this Ray and the odd number chapters are about that Ray.
They're going to have to go back and read.
Yeah. You make it kind of challenging in that way. But I think we could do something like put the chapter numbers in a different color or different font.
Upside down?
Yeah, upside down chapter numbers exactly for the other Ray.
Or you read it one way for one Ray, yeah, you flip it upside down, read it the other way for the other.
Yeah,
that's awesome, dude.
Two covers and shit.
Upside down for the even number chapters are upside down. You have to flip the book around to be in the other dimension. That's fucking
rad, dude. That's cool.
That's super cool. We just high fived very poorly.
Bad.
It's time to kill that part of yourself.
Let's just hit the side of our hands together. we high chops. Yeah. Yeah. Give me a high chop.
Chop. Give me that pinky.
Give him a pink eye. Huh? Huh?
We're done.
Huh?
It's man. Boom! Hit me. Bow.
I do have a question though.
Yeah.
I mean, like you played a song for me.
Oh, yeah.
Tame the Elephant was the name of the song?
Oh, Impala?
Impala.
Yeah.
Tame Impala.
Tame Impala. Elephant.
Elephant, yeah.
Is the name of the song. You going to play it?
I'll bring it up.
All right, dude. But when I heard this song, my first thought was, like, that would be my song if I was a stripper.
Okay.
That's how I'm going to start the night. When I come out on the stage, that's it. Shit's sexy as shit, dude. Yeah. I can't help it, man.
I can do that.
His elephant swinging his trunk around and shit. Shit's sexual as shit.
Yeah.
I come out, I'm wearing combat boots, spandex shorts, suspenders, no shirt. Just glistening. just dancing like a motherfucker, dude. And there's so many like breakdowns to the fucking song, you know?
Yeah.
So you fucking, you know. And that's the thing, like, I'm not a good dancer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, this could be awkward as shit. I'm just up there doing my old man dance, kicking a foot out every once in a while. Ha, ha, you know? Like, yeah, it's just, it wouldn't be sexy, you know? But I think this song's sexy. I think if I was a stripper, this would be my jam every night. So, yeah, I was just wondering, like, what, do you guys have songs? Do you have, like, outfit? What would be your stripper name? Okay, I came up with a stripper name today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Sidlicious.
Oh, that's a good,
they call
that
me,
is a good
they
one.
Call me Big D.
Okay.
Sid Big D-licious. Coming to the stage. Bam, 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 boom. Ba-da-na-na-na. Hey. Yeah, dude, got the fucking suspenders and shit working it and shit. Glistening hard, you know, oiled up. Oiled up. Dancing, you know, for the ladies or whoever's there, you know. I got to get paid. In this scenario, I'm a stripper. So who knows what I'm into, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll dance for
you
whoever.
Shave it down?
Shave it all the way, dude.
All the way?
Baby smooth.
I'm going to go opposite, man.
Super hairy.
I'm going to be super hairy, man. I'm going to take measures to grow extra body hair wherever I can.
Yeah, dude, put it on.
Because
get transplant.
Everybody's going to do the ripped and shaving.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't thinking ripped. Just this body. Just shave it down. Wax it all off.
All the scars and
yeah, everything.
So you're trying to look like a grizzly or something?
Yeah, like a grizzly.
Like Revenant?
Exactly, yeah. I'll because there's ladies that are into that, right?
Yeah.
And dudes, gotta be, whatever. Yeah. Like you said, gotta make a buck. Whatever.
You're a stripper, yeah. If you're stripping, you probably don't care about a few other things.
No.
Yeah, I'll dance for a dude. Who gives a shit?
That's like so far away from the things that you're most ashamed of.
Yeah.
If you're a stripper. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You're trying to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pay me. Old man. Dandling, 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 dandling. Hey, with his butt cheeks on his chest and shit. Fuck yeah. So what do you think, baby? Hey, coming to the stage, give it up for Sid Big D Delicious. Ha ha. I do that a lot while I dance with yeah, dude.
Would you do like any Sid Vicious moves?
I might do like a punk song every once in a while, you know, like on the weekends. Wearing a leather jacket.
What's your stage strategy? Like, how long are you going before you give them the dick?
Yeah. Oh, midway through the song.
Are you going to build it up nice?
Oh, yeah. No, I want like choreographed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
You got it all timed out.
Yeah, so dude.
Like 2.5 minutes.
Right. I'm one side of the stage and I go
They're
to the other side
like
of the stage.
Solid minutes of.
Oh, for sure, man.
Swang time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, boom, bust them spandex shorts off. The big breakaway spandex shorts.
They will for you.
They
man.
Will for me. Sid-licious. For Sid Big D-licious. Please. Yeah. Yeah, dude. They'll put it on a rush order.
Yeah.
Some old lady in Malaysia is like sewing overnight and shit. Yeah. Fuck it. Breakaway.
But even she's excited because
oh,
for
this is
delicious.
For Sidlicious? Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, dude. She's telling her grandkids. Breakaway spandex. They're like, how is that possible? Wouldn't the spandex make them break? They're like, nah, it's for Big D. Delicious.
Money is no object.
Money is no object. Yeah. She's like creating new fucking ways to sew and shit. You know, she's fucking like a pioneering a whole new path of seamstressy. Seamstressness. Seamstress.
What about a beard, man?
I don't know if she'll have a beard. Malaysian. Oh, me. Yeah. No, I like the mustache.
Because with the Tame Impala, like, you're going to appeal to the hipster crowd a little bit.
Right.
So maybe you can have
I think I'm going to keep, like, I like the devil. You know, like the devil facial hair. You know, like a little goatee, but, you know, a little pointy mustache. Nice and shaved on the sides. You know, shaved head on top, dude. Glistening. Glistening under them lights.
Even the beard
just looks wet. Shit looks damp as hell.
Bald otherwise.
Yeah. Pure baby smooth little devil beard. You know what I mean? Right in the middle. They'll eat it up.
That's cool.
I don't know who I'm dancing for in this scenario. Who's that? Got combat boots, breakaway spandex shorts, and suspenders.
And a devil beard.
And a devil beard.
No other hair on the
just
body.
Glistening.
You come out playing the bass?
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Yeah.
The stand-up bass.
It's, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Stand it up.
First, you get the stand-up bass, and then take it to the bass and get it to stand up.
Hello.
Hello.
Damn.
You know what you'll be playing though? Oh man. You guys.
That was a good one, dude.
Yeah.
You guys didn't give me anything though. You know, like that. Not gonna mention a song or a stripper name.
Oh,
that was going. Oh. That was the whole point.
Hold on. Yeah. All right.
No. Keep it going. No, keep it organic. It's cool. Okay. That was a complete bit, man. I got other shit.
Okay, so on the
corner. Would you like to see? Y'all, mom saying, huh? One more time. Go.
What's up, motherfucker? Wanna fuck with me? Got my friends round the corner. Would you like to see? Got a chip on my shoulder. Would you like to add
to the worst fucking evening that you'll ever have? Yo, bitch, I'm sitting here rapping into this microphone. I'm sitting with my friends. You probably all alone.
What you gonna have for dinner? Grilled chicken, mac and cheese?
A sundae for dessert. Want nuts? Then get on these.
What's up, motherfucker? Wanna fuck with me? Got my friends round the corner. Would you like to see? Got a chip on my shoulder. Would you like to add
to the worst fucking evening that you'll ever have?